Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The Axe and Crown, Round 2, Episode 3, Worth Celebrating.
Dan, what are you doing?
Oh, geez. Sorry, Betula. Oh, all this was supposed to be a surprise.
The decorations?
Yeah. It's for Trolsendag.
Yeah, I guess by the flags everywhere.
Yeah, it took me ages to find those. Gubbin is going to go nuts.
Yeah, he is. Stan, I don't think this is a good idea.
Wait, what? Why not?
What the hell are you guys doing up so early?
It's Saturday, also known as brunch day.
It's too early for brunch. Or day. This is getting ridiculous.
Sorry, Gub. I wanted to get the decorations done before you were up, so it'd be a surprise.
Wanted what to be a surprise? Oh, no. No. You didn't.
Surprise!
Oh, what the hell were you thinking? No, never mind. I don't care. Get all this crap off my walls.
But no, it's Trolsendag. It's your national holiday.
That's not my national holiday.
Sorry, Stan.
Look, I made special menus and everything. I thought maybe you could make Kling Klangs, and we still got some of that weird coal cheese stuff. I figure any human who can eat some wouldn't keep it down. We'd give them their meal for free.
Don't waste our food on your stupid brunch crowd.
I figured out how to color the beer blue, too. And look at these placemats. See, they've got sayings in Trolsig, so people can learn the language.
Von ist in der Boot, gestarten paddeln.
That's not grammatical.
Oh, man, sorry. I should have run it past you guys. But, you know, surprise!
Why the hell is it written like that anyway?
I guess it's supposed to look like runes?
Isn't that cool? I'm just going to put up these last two flags.
No! Stop!
What's the matter, Gubbin?
Take it all down now!
Why?
Brunch is canceled on account of the bartender has a headache!
But I made centerpieces and everything.
Take it down, Stan.
Look, I don't understand. I thought Trolsendag was a pretty big party for you guys.
Look, it is a big national holiday.
When Torin the Assertive pulled a big sword from the furnace and led the trolls to independence from Snowgard, right?
Yeah.
See, I've read stuff. Down with the ice giant overlords and Trollsig for the trolls.
Right, but that's the trouble. A lot of people thought that's all Trollsund should be. Troll country. Never mind that giants and goblins and tree folk have been living there for 1,000 years.
Oh.
Next thing you know, they're trying to send everyone else back to the mountains where they never lived in the first place.
Oh, but you guys didn't think that.
No, but Gubbin's ma, my Aunt Tegrun, she was all in.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, why do you think I left home?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Gubbin. Is that how you ended up here?
Yeah. Left home, worked on ships, ended up in Farloria and joined the army. Place isn't always the greatest, but at least it's better sometimes, you know? And Ma, she can't call me a coward anymore.
No. Holy crow.
Yeah, so all these flags and banners and crap, they kind of leave a bad taste, you know?
I get it. I totally get it. I'm sorry, Gubbin. And Betula, I did a bad thing.
No. Just get him out of here.
Sure thing. Is it okay if we still do brunch?
Yeah. Ah, sure.
So is there a better holiday? You know, one without the connotations?
Solstice is coming up.
Yeah, but we already have solstice. Humans do that. Winter festivals, singing songs, dressing up like talking trees.
Also somewhat problematic, but never mind.
Do you guys have different traditions for solstice? Like, what did you do last year?
Last year wasn't a good year.
Oh, right. That must have been right around the time of the Johann incident.
Yeah, you could say the mood was a little heavy.
Okay, so what'd you do when you were kids?
Bobbing for flaming plums? Oh, that was always fun.
Sorry, but plums that are on fire?
Making snow boulders? Setting fire to things behind the fire department? You used to do that, didn't you, Uncle?
That was a good time. Well, first night. The goblin families down the road used to go house to house visiting everybody with presents. One year, they gave me this cutest little toy trebuchet.
I could totally see that. Little baby gubbin, flinging things around, setting traps. Hey, is that how you got into engineering?
Come to think of it, yeah, probably.
That is adorable.
What about you, Stan? What did your family do at solstice?
Oh, it was very traditional, nothing fancy. You know, that would have meant just spending money. So we just did the usual solstice cake, and after dinner we'd all light candles and do New Year's wishes.
That's where you write your wish for the year on a paper and burn it?
Yeah. Wait, do you not do that?
It sounds a little bit like Glögvinoth.
Yeah, kinda.
Glögvin is, how would you say it?
Like good fortune.
Yeah. Everybody says one special thing that happened to them this year, something you feel thankful for, and then one thing you pledge to do in the coming year. That's the Oth.
Oh, you know, I like that. So it's not just a wish, it's actually getting things done. Okay, what else? What else? Tell me more. I want to know everything. More troll traditions. Or trolldictions. Eh? You see what I did there?
Hey, there's Efganar.
Efganar? What is that? Is that a food? Is that a parade? What's Efganar?
It's a giant beast like a bear who comes and visits all the children.
Oh, and gives them candy like old Mother Blizzard?
Nah, she roars in their faces. Rah! And if they run away, she chases them down and eats them slowly.
Okay, that's traumatizing.
Yeah, and if they stand their ground, they get a pie made from the other children.
I like pie.
Hey, Petula, you should play Efganar this year.
Uncle, I'm not doing that again.
Wait a minute, hang on. You played the Efganar?
Yeah. So on Midwinter's night, someone dresses up as the Efganar and roars at all the kids. Usually it was me, since I was the biggest.
Oh, wow. Do you think that you could maybe get dressed up again as the Efganar?
No.
Come on, that would be so cool.
Why don't you dress up as the Efganar? You could show those old brats who's boss.
Really? Oh, sweet. That sounds kind of mean, though.
Well, there's always Oopsie Dog.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah.
Upside Down Day. It's a week before the solstice. They pick a foolish person from the village and make them supreme ruler.
Okay, now, see, that sounds like a role I was born to play.
Yeah, you'd be a prime candidate. You'd be waited on hand and foot. Your word would literally be law for the whole week leading up to the solstice.
Oh, that is so cool. It's about time old Stanway Gerard got what's been coming to him.
Yes, we gotta do that.
Uncle's leaving out the bit at the end where the supreme ruler is thrown off a cliff as a ritual sacrifice to Bushgrinda, the god of tactful silence.
I'm sorry, what?
Nobody does that anymore.
Yes, they do.
Well, okay, yeah, but now they put a net at the bottom.
Are all your customs completely terrifying?
Don't worry, kid. There's no good cliffs around here anyway.
All right. That's all the flags and things down.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Good job.
I'm declaring a brand new tradition here. Solstice is coming up, right? So we're going to have a party. Everyone's going to be invited. The whole neighborhood. Trolls, humans, goblins, raccoons, whoever else. Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, you're welcome here. Food and drink are all on me.
Sure, I couldn't interest you in Oopsie Dog.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Here you go, two more pints.
Hey, Petula, how are we doing?
Stan, you okay there?
Oh, yeah, I'll live. Probably.
Wait, you took off the costume.
Well, no, yeah, there's not much point after the kids tore my head off. It was already a mess. You know, they really kick hard, those kids.
Dan, you're supposed to roar.
Oh, I did roar. But that one little guy screamed and I felt so bad about scaring him.
That's the whole point. You showed weakness and they all ganged up on you.
I know. Listen, next year someone else is definitely playing the Efganar.
No, you can do it. You just have to stay strong and roar. Another round coming up.
So, what's your good fortune? Something that came true for you this year?
Oh, are we doing Glukvinov?
Well, sure.
I don't know. I guess I found something I'm good at. Bartending and, you know, being a broker. Knowing the right people and connecting them.
That's cool. You've really been making a name for yourself since you got here.
And if I have a New Year pledge, maybe it's to stick around. Most of my life, I'd spend a few months in one place and then get bored or get in trouble and just run away somewhere else. Feels nice to finally stay put for a little while.
I'm glad.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, my good fortune? Oh, it's the Axe and Crown. Everything about it.
I guess that's sort of a gimme.
Oh, yeah. You know, when my dad died, I thought I was going to follow in his footsteps. I was going to sweep in and reinvent the whole hospitality industry, have a whole chain of hotels, you know. But you know me, that's not me. I really found a home here.
And what's your big pledge for the new year? Make it big and magic?
No. I mean, all this company founding stuff, it's fun, it's great, you know. Maybe it'll make us money. And probably not, but look around. See all this? This is what I really want. I want to make a place for people, everybody. I just want to take care of everyone and help them have a good time.
Even if you get beat up a little?
Maybe. Please promise me you'll be the Efganar next year.
I'll think about it.
Excuse me. I ordered a pigeon pie some minutes ago.
Hang on, I'll ask. Uncle, how's that pie coming along?
Just give me a minute.
Hey, we got orders piling up here, just so you know. 2 plates of stone bread and a whole bunch of orders for stew.
Yeah, I'm working on it, all right?
Oh, you're working on it, if you say so. Just a couple more minutes.
Well, Gubbin's not allowed to make fun of your cooking anymore.
Right?
Why isn't he out here, by the way?
Yeah, he wanted to swap. Said he had enough of people for the night.
Well, I kind of get that. Maybe I should check on him, see if he needs any help.
Oh, yeah, would you?
Whoa, things on fire!
Oh, hey, Stan, get out! Let a troll work!
Gubbin, are you okay? Well, we've got customers waiting for the... Oh!
Hey there.
Johan!
Kid, we're having a moment, all right?
Aren't we? I can see that. Probably a little risky having your shirt off in a kitchen full of bubbling pots and pans, don't you think?
It adds a little excitement to everything.
Look, do you want me to take over? Why don't you two just, get a room and I'll make the food?
Ugh, damn it, Stan!
Look, our patrons need dinner and you guys are busy, so go.
All right.
It's probably safer for everyone, Gobs.
Okay, come on, Yo-Yo, let's go. Just let me grab the spatula.
Okay. By, Stan, is it?
That's right, Stan, yeah.
Can I go upstairs now? I thought you were going to take over.
Yeah, I wanted to say, whatever you and Gubbin get up to, that's your business.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, you just better tread carefully.
Excuse me?
Do you know how broken up he was over you?
Yeah, apparently he was kind of a mess for a little while.
Yeah, that's one way to put it, a mess. He didn't use this kitchen for months, did you know that? No one was even allowed in here. This room just sat, gathering dust.
Come on, did he tell you that?
Of course he didn't tell me that. He's Gubbin. He's a big, tough old troll. We had to break into this kitchen ourselves before he told us the whole story.
Oh.
So, I just wanted you to know that if you do anything to hurt him again, I will do terrible things to you.
Says the guy that just got beat up by a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Says that guy. So go have fun. But you better be good to my friend, or I will kick your extremely handsome ass.
It's kind of hot.
Sorry?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm not.
Yeah, I get that.
Happy solstice, Johan.
Happy solstice.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Script and sound design by Eli McElveen. Directed by Sean Howard and Eli McElveen. produced by Sean Howard. Thanks to our supporting producers, Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Kona. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. You can get early access to episodes, plus all new bonus stories, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
Your word would literally be law for the whole week leading up to the solstice, so we gotta do it, we gotta do it, we gotta do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down, boy, down.
Sure I couldn't interest you in Oopsie Dog?
No.
Just a little cliff.
I can't even pronounce it. Why would I want to do it?
Well, because it's fun. Oh, it's so much fun. Look, Stan, we get to throw off a cliff. You could be like a bird. You could pretend you're a bird.
We spent too much time upside down in season one.
That's right.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.